for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
What up?
It's Monday, Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, 692.
That's right.
We got flames in the hizzy again.
Yep. When we're not asleep at the wheel.
Talk about some 13-year-olds trying to make pot cookies in their home ec class.
Yeah, that was some wild ass silly shit.
Talk about jizz hands.
Mm-hmm. And we do a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song.
Yeah, Spam in Japan.
Meow.
Okay, here we go. 692. Flames on the drums.
Yeah, right.
Gatch on the guitar. Hey, wake up. It's Monday, you guys. I got to wake up. I fell asleep when I was driving, but I was awake the whole time. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, you guys. It's episode 692.
We're asleep at the wheel.
I could have died.
You could have joined a country band.
Yeah, I could let Jesus take the wheel. That's usually the best thing to do, just ask Carrie Underwood. Did she let Jesus take the wheel? No, I didn't fall asleep at the wheel, but I was driving on like an unintended autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Which it just kind of, I was at the exit, and I'm like, oh, here I am. Cool. Hope I didn't miss anybody else.
Sometimes.
I could have been dickhead.
Particularly
driven.
When you drive, you've driven.
What was that?
When you drive a drive, you've driven.
I usually always drive a drive I've driven. Most have you ever driven a drive you've driven?
Meow.
That's Flames.
That I have.
He's here, too. And welcome to Monday,
you know,
guys.
Asleep at the Wheel won 6 Grammys.
Dude, one
have
time...
Have you ever heard a song by them?
One time I paid $40 for 6 Grammys. Wait, 6 grams. Wait. No, I think I've heard a song accidentally, but I didn't know. I've heard the name a lot, Asleep at the Wheel. I know they're Grammy Award-winning rockers.
I thought they were country, but they actually play a genre that might be described as fringe.
The fringe of what? A leather coat?
I don't know. What?
We're shorting out.
How's that?
That's better.
Meow.
We got such good equipment here. If you guys want to go to tedcastpodcast.com, there's a little link on the left that says donate. And that doesn't mean don't. That means do. Donate.
Please donate.
Give us a dollar. Give us $500. If you won the lottery, you could feel free to give us $1,000. Just right to our PayPal, and we'll take it.
Yeah. Papa, West Virginia. That's where Sleep at the Wheel's from.
Papa.
Papa.
Well, my grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-great-great-great-grandpapa is from Virginia. Sleep at the Papa Wheel.
Meh.
Their highest charting single was The Letter That Johnny Walker Read.
Okay, and was that the letter Z?
Johnny Walker didn't sing it, though.
Johnny Walker is alcohol, isn't it? Isn't that some good whiskey?
Johnny Walker, yes he is.
He's good friends with George Thorogood.
Ma'am.
And his buddy Weiser.
They also sang that song, Choo Choo Chaboogie. You ever watch Austin City Limits?
I do.
What's your favorite Austin City Limited?
Probably them Crooked Vultures when they were on there.
Ooh, I was going to say...
Because I recorded it, and I watch it a lot.
I've seen Buddy Guy on there. That was pretty awesome.
The Stevie Ray Vaughan ones were
I know, I was
going to
say...
I have those on
after
DVD.
That. The Stevie Ray Vaughan ones are classics.
Yeah. He broke a string while playing on one of those, and the dude, Rhodey, just came up and re-guitared him. He was guitarded. Re-guitarded. I had another lighter. Somehow we're sharing one lighter, which is okay, because we like to share around here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, I think. Hey, did you guys, listeners, did you have a good weekend? I hope so. It was kind of rainy. What did you guys do? Flames and Gatch? Anything fun on the weekend?
Not really.
work.
Sold some stuff at a garage sale.
Oh, sweet. Those are both good things. You're making money. I, on the other hand, spent money at, thanks to the volunteering of my wife. Hey, let's go spend some money on some stuff that's kind of fun that we don't really need to do but can't afford anyway. You know, but YOLO, hashtag YOLO. You only live once, so. Mm-hmm. We went on a jet boat excursion this weekend. 25 miles down the Willamette River from Portland.
Jet ski?
Jet boat.
Jet boat?
It's a jet boat that has seats for like 40 people, and there was like 28 people on the thing, and it goes about 60 miles an hour, and then he'd do some fucking 360s. Oh, shit. See, we got good equipment. Send us money, you guys. But yeah, he'd do a 360, dude, going like 60. Got us wet. I took a little 30-second video of one of the 360s, and that was one of the wettest ones ever.
But. You guys were playing video games on there?
No, I took a video.
You guys were playing video games on a 360.
No, but that's a good one. No, we were doing. I was taking a video of a 360.
Oh, okay.
Well, on a jet boat.
Oh.
It's a new game on Xbox.
I remember when Xbox came out with Bloodwake.
It's called Jet Boat Excursion.
That was a battling jet boat game.
But this guy was like a tour guide, right? And he's taking us up the river, down the river, and he had to tell us about where all these movies were made. Like, he told us where these boathouses are, where Madonna got blown out of the window by William Dafoe in Body of Evidence, and she got blown out the top story window of this house into the Willamette River.
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, and he said the Willamette River has never been the same since.
He's named after that. Did you know that?
Yeah, the Willem Dafoe River.
Yep,
Willamette Dafoe.
Yep.
And also Tommy Lee Jones and Benicio Del Toro filmed up there, and they showed us where the final scene
The Hunted.
Yeah, where Tommy Lee shot him in the end. Right in his butt. No, at the end of the movie, I mean, he shot him and he killed him.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, dude, that movie's old.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, it was Silver Creek Falls and
Falls.
I didn't know crazy people lived in Oregon.
Yes.
Dude, I meant shit for you.
I meant Albany.
Well, why?
No, so I was, hello? 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 Hello?
Oh, there
hello?
It is. Oh.
Hello? 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 Hello?
For now. See, that probably gets really annoying. Hello? Stop saying that. That gets really annoying to the listeners. Hello? Hello? And I don't even know what that's going to sound like if it was recording, because we're mono anyway.
Well, we're recording.
We are recording.
So anyway, I was...
Hello?
Putting up the... Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, so I was putting up... Well, actually, hello? I was taking down these signs at the corner.
Do you fear me
for
now?
For the sale, right?
Yeah.
Do
and Flames dropped me off, and then because they were catty corner.
Okay.
On the streets, and so I was going to take both of them down. And this guy, as I'm walking up to the corner, and this guy is a little bit past me going like perpendicular, and he stops and goes, does this road go to the highway? And he's on foot, right? And it's quite a bit of ways from the highway, kind of. Like, you know, if you go down the street, it's like 3 blocks, and then you could follow... the long Waverly all the way to the highway, you know, I mean, but that's a walk. That's probably, 3, 5, 4 miles.
Something like that. Probably 4.
Maybe.
But, it's realistic. But otherwise, I mean, if you really just were walking, you could go up to the end of Waverly, like the 3 blocks I'm talking about, and then over to Spicer.
Right.
Right. And then you could just walk right, and you'd be onto the freeway in about a mile. Right?
Right.
So I was asking him, what are you walking? And so he goes into this long story. Then he starts telling me a story, and he's like, he lives in Tualatin, which is a good 100 miles away.
Yeah. I was just up by there.
Uh-huh. And he said, what happened was, that's what he was telling the story.
What happened?
What happened was that he, on his usual route to the highway, he came across a computer and a bunch of electronic stuff that belonged to this guy, And if you lost all that stuff, you'd want it back, so he's tracking down the guy, right? So I'm thinking, at this point, on his usual way to the highway, he's walking, is this like, you know, when I pointed down the street, because you could see a fence at the end of the road, he's like, oh, I lost my glasses. I can't see that. And so, you know, I thought, okay, so is this guy, is his usual walk from here to the highway, but he can't, because he can't see, so he's asking me to point it out, or his usual walk to the highway in Tualatin, right? You know, so I'm kind of thinking both those things. And then he says, so he tracked down this guy, and he lives just down the road here, and he pulls out this letter, like a piece of mail, with this guy, and he's pointing at the guy's name. He's like, he's a minister. I'm like, why does this guy have this guy's piece of mail? You know? Maybe he left it with the electronic stuff, is right. What I was thinking, right? Or was in the stuff that he found. And he's like, I'm just trying to track him down. But I went there, no one's home, and I don't want to, like, loiter down loiter around the neighborhood if he's not home, you know, because that'd be weird. So I'm going to go back to Tualatin, and I'll come back later.
God. Dude, that is weird.
It is weird. Just knowing the distances and what's going on there. I mean, like, so he hitchhiked down from Tualatin, loses glasses while he's trying to find this guy, and he's not home. He just walked all the way over there.
And he's a minister?
He walked 100 miles. He's got the stuff in Tualatin, because he definitely didn't have a computer and all this stuff with him.
Right.
In his backpack. And so, this is ultra, you know, I was like, you walked 100 miles, probably hitchhiked some of the way, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know? But still, you're setting out thinking you might have to walk that 100 miles, you know? And so he travels the 100 miles. The guy's not home, and then he's just going to go back and try again another day.
Must not have much to do.
Once you get older, you know, Jesus might have told him, or God might have told him that's what he needed to do that day.
Like, I mean, if you lost that stuff, you'd want it back, right? All your files and everything.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I would totally want it back.
But I don't know if someone should go to those lengths to get it back to you. I
mean, that's,
that's crazy.
That is, just dude.
Sure, a black lighter.
That guy had his piece of mail is so weird.
I know.
Because I was thinking, like, he could have just went over there. He wasn't home, and he just grabbed somebody's mail out of a mailbox.
Just made up the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be just a loon.
Tweaker!
Or a twerker.
Yeah, that could have been possible, too. But, I mean, you know, why would you make up that story unless that's what was going on? Is what I kept trying to imagine, you know? I mean, because if that's your story, I don't know, you know, if it's not true.
It sounds a little fishy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't ask me, like, hey, do you know where this guy lives? He was just asking to get to the highway. If he was like, hey, do you know where this guy lives? I was like, man, maybe he's going over there to kick his ass or whatever. But he wasn't like that. He was, you know, he was just asking how to get to the highway because he wanted to go back to Tualatin and come back another day.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a crazy Oregonian story. So.
And then we went over to Pizza Now and we tried the new pizza of the month, which is delicious.
I heard. I can't remember what it's called off the top.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, dude. Okay. It's got Patrick Swayze up in the hizzy at the shop there.
Sweet. It's got some sirloin steak on it.
Sirloin, ground sirloin.
Yeah, ground sirloin.
Ground sirloin. You can definitely taste the difference in the nice, robust flavor of sirloin.
Call them up. They'll bring one to your house.
We got the barbecue sauce, right? Which is always lovely. I love their barbecue sauce. And then you got bacon on it.
You got a little bacon. That's 541-928-0900 or 19.
And then it comes with grilled onions on it and banana peppers.
Yeah, I don't like bananas on my pizza that much, but you know.
And then, you know, but I don't either. I got it without the peppers and the onions, and it was still awesome.
They were good.
And then, you know, and you can go, if it costs you $3 more now, you can get some free gluten.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
and you can get gluten-free,
gluten-free, too. Gluten-free, for $3 more.
Check them out at 1705 Southeast Hill Street in Albany.
If you're a non-gluten.
They're open from 10:30 to 10 p.m.
You're tooting on the non-gluten.
They have a 4.6 star rating on Facebook and 612 likes. 74 people are talking about it. And 62 people were there. And that's a little room, so to fit 62 people in that room is fucking amazing.
That is.
Yeah.
Tight squeeze.
That's a tight squeeze.
We should talk about them, adding a dining room in there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Where would you put it?
Let's build a podcast studio on their roof.
You'd have to to put it in the neighbor's parking lot. Huh?
Yeah, that guy wouldn't be very happy about it either, because he's kind of a dick about everything.
Dude, there is plenty of room to add on over at that the Mexican restaurant's parking lot.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, speaking of Mexican restaurant parking lot, fuck. I ate a burrito at this Mexican restaurant in Portland last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I almost got sick in the middle of the night because I ate too much too late. You know how you do that? I didn't get sick, but I woke up with
much.
My wife had the heater on. We fell asleep because she was trying to dry her clothes from the jet boat excursion. And fuck, man, all those combinations. I about got sick, but it was a badass burrito. It was a place called Los Gorditos.
Los Gorditos.
I saw a place on TV on Discovery Channel. They were up in Portland about food. It was someplace by Lake Oswego called something, and they made something or other.
Yeah, that's something, but different. Right across the street was Little Big Burger, which I've heard good things about. Have you heard of Little Big Burger?
I haven't.
They got one down in Eugene now, and we just walked around in the rain looking for a place because we went and saw this five-piece horn section band called the PDX Soul All-Stars.
Nice.
Dude, they were awesome. They did a birthday tribute to James Brown. And the dude even did the thing at the end where he freaked out, and then they put the cape on him, and then he said, "Wow, I feel good." And then it
just
Yep, it was a good show, though. So
that's another banana song.
That is a banana song.
Sweet.
And they had this one lady that sang some of the songs, and the people that was with me in my party swore that that lady used to be a man, just by the looks of her. And I said, "She's just."
Did she have a scar where the Adam's apple used to be?
No.
Can you have an Adam's apple removed?
That would be painful.
You have it shaved.
Did that make you talk like Ray Romano, kind of?
I watched some Everyone Loves Raymond this last week.
Did you see him? He was on that Comedy Central special just the other day. It was 1 week after he did his...
Pioneers of Television?
Uh-oh. No. They had another one on Comedy Central called...
I know, but you said 1 week after, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
One week after he was on Johnny Carson is what I was going to say. You didn't let me finish.
Sorry. And now I've lost my Ray Romano voice. I don't know what to do. My wife's pissed at me. My parents are freaks.
Now.
Hey, you were talking...
The funny one that I watched, because it's funny, is the one with where his brother Robert is going to get married, and he has to go and ask the parents. And the parents, I can't remember the lady's name, but she's been around forever. And it was Fred Willard. And he went there as a formality of, like, asking for her hand in marriage. And the parents said no. Fred Willard's like, no.
Yeah.
You're nice and all, but no.
Yeah. Wasn't the other lady that lady that was in Who's the Boss?
Mona?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I just had a flashback of that episode because I haven't seen every
episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, but I've seen a few from when I used to come home from work and it was on, and I'd watch it, and it was pretty good. And I've seen that episode, though. It was a pretty good episode.
That chick is quirky that he tries to marry. Or he ends up, she's a weirdo, but he's a weirdo, too. I need to work on my bread. My Brad voice. What's his last name in real life? Brad plays his brother
Gilbert.
Robert. No, he used to be the
Garrett.
Yeah, that was close. Started with a G, end with a T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we were talking about those crazy Oregonians. I got one story while you looked that up. There was three ladies in Beaverton that got arrested for twerking.
They were arrested.
Yep.
Were they naked?
Nope. They went out. They went to court. It was at the courthouse. They went to court and they paid their fines, and then they went out to the parking lot and began twerking.
Hmm.
During the dance party, one of them began urinating between cars.
Uh-oh.
In the parking lot, while the other one recorded the whole thing with her cell phone.
Sweet.
They got multiple charges of disorderly conduct, cocaine and meth possession, and offensive littering for peeing out their bloody assholes.
Sweet.
That's lovely Beaverton, Oregon.
Nice.
Where they make
Beavertown, Oregon.
You know what they're famous for making there in Beaverton?
Nikes.
White people.
White people.
There's a lot of those there. In Hillsboro, they'd make Mexicans out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So did you find Fred Willard's wife?
Dude, no, I'm getting there, though. That was a funny episode, though. I like Will. I saw him on something else, Willard, recently, too.
Oh, Fred Willard. That episode that I missed that you spoiled for me, that he died in space.
Oh, did you see that episode yet?
No, yeah. They haven't replayed it yet.
Oh,
that was hilarious.
I heard that was funny.
Dude, I don't know what was going on there.
Dina, you kind of talk like Ray Romano a little bit too.
I'll talk like Ray Romano.
My dad listened to an episode of us the other day, and he said that
Georgia Engel.
Oh, I know her.
Do you?
Yeah, I fucked her in the ass.
Oh, she played. Didn't she play?
Sweet.
Wasn't she the lady on? She was married to. Oh, she was on
Ass Sluts 9.
Fucking George and.
Come on, bring it.
What's her name?
George Lopez.
No, George and fucking George Burns. Burns and Allen.
Yeah.
She's that old?
Yeah, didn't she play the dumb neighbor?
I don't know. I feel like the dumb neighbor right now because I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I didn't watch the Gracie Allen show.
What?
Dude, I'm
Burns
not...
and Allen, dude, is classic.
Burns and Allen's, yeah.
I was too stoned to care about that old cigar chomping motherfucker.
He's still on though. Is when I watch it. I watch it like lately. What's going on?
I saw him
there?
In Oh God and Oh God Book 2. That was about what I thought.
With John Denver.
Yeah.
So this Georgia, what was her name?
Georgia Burns.
Georgia Engel. She was in Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, that's what I remember her from.
Sweet.
Mork and Mindy, she was on an episode.
Sweet. Yeah. Sadie,
she was on your favorite show of 1980. You remember the Good Time Girls?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
The Good Time Girls? Sounds like a rip off of another show.
She was like every other actress
was.
Of the time and on the Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Sweet.
Oh,
I like.
He did it again.
What happened?
Don't say hello.
Whatever you do, don't say
hi.
You're good. Hello. You're good.
Hi.
You always hit it way more than you have to.
She was in the office like a couple times.
Just like a good woman.
She was on Hot in Cleveland, your favorite show.
Oh, I love Hot Flashes in Cleveland.
That's exactly what it's about.
Old Hotties in Cleavagetown.
Yeah,
Betty Whitty.
On the most recent upcoming episode, they're looking at a lineup at the cop shop, and Betty White goes, and they say, are any of these the men? And Betty White goes, I don't know, can you have number 5 take off his pants and shirt? I mean, you're paying with this with my tax dollars, aren't you?
That'd
She's getting
funny.
All political now with the political humor.
It'd be funny if she said, could you have him take off his pants and jacket?
Hiya.
Hey, I want to ask you guys. You guys have seen comedy a lot, and maybe not a lot lately, but over the years, you guys watched a lot of comedy, heard a lot of jokes. Okay, so you've heard the term. I know the people listening at home can't see this, but what is this called?
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands, exactly. We went to a jazz club over the weekend, and we were talking about jazz clubs, and she said we were going to go to dinner and then go to the jazz. And I was like, dinner?
Jazz clubs are weird.
Well, have you ever heard of jizz hands?
Mm-hmm. Edward Jizz Hands.
Well, if you get jizz on your hands, you just kind of, it's like jazz hands,
yeah.
But you kind of
shake it off.
And I'm just wondering if you've heard anybody else talk about jizz hands.
No, I haven't.
That's good. Don't say hello. Just hit it. Just kick it. You got a it's good now. It went by itself. You probably have the deaf ear that can't tell when it goes off, huh?
What?
Don't cast a deaf ear on what we're talking about. Hey, you listeners
Stephen
out Cole there.
Colbert's deaf in one ear.
Don't forget, that's what you have in common with him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget this weekend starting Thursday is before the weekend, but the 8th through 11th is Bridgetown Comedy Festival. You guys should go. If anyone's listening who loves comedy, go check it out. They have over 200 performers and over 100 shows in 4 days.
In
10 different venues, most of them on Hawthorne.
Sweet.
Portland. Dan Harmon, Matt Bronker, Camille Nanjiani.
Hawthorne. You can get your drugs there, too, if you go up on 39th.
Yeah. Also local favorites, Ian Carmel and Nathan Brannon and Ron Funches.
Yeah.
Noriko Ott. So many people, I can't even start to list them, but I started, so I'm not going to finish. But yeah, I just wanted to remind you guys to check out the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. I think it's the 5th year, and it's awesome. Yep. I've never gone because I'm a pussy. I'm kind of like... No, I'm not. I'm not going to say that.
No.
I watched Anchor One Man 2? Anchor One Man.
You finally watched the first one.
Yeah. I watched because I had never seen the first one.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
And I thought it was all right. You know, I noticed, you know, and I kept thinking of it from a writing perspective, too.
Also.
It's very kind of basic, and like one character is just like the really dumb one and takes everything literally, which is really brilliant. Because if you think about like writing that, you're just like, right, what's the dumbest thing somebody could say here? And that's usually what Steve Carell would say, right?
And I thought, I like mayonnaise.
Man, that must have been a fun character to think. And then you're almost to the point to where it just seems like they all get a reaction to every kind of everything that's going on that happens to them. They all get a reaction, and then you just come to him, and he just caps it off with the dumbest thing.
How'd you like the West Side Story part?
What are you talking about?
The fight where all the news teams.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny. Vince Have you Vaughn, seen part Vince two?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Have you?
But yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
Oh, so you watched the first one first to see?
Yeah.
And so I watched that one, and it was pretty funny. But just the whole writing styles and the kind of thing, and then how easy it would be, how it was well written to the point of where you could just probably after you do the take. And get them saying that line or whatever from the script, you could probably just have them go all day.
Yeah.
You know? Especially with Will Ferrell and a lot of those guys.
Dude, I love Keckner.
And then when you got like 12 of those takes and then one from the scripted, I mean, you could just, you know, you're going to edit a movie that's going to be hilarious at every line.
That's right. It was pretty funny, for sure.
Yeah, but I was going to say.
Ed, but.
I think Anchorman 2 was actually funnier.
Good. That's a good thing to hear.
Yep.
Because a lot of times the newer movies are just like so poorly. I mean, not the newer movies, but like when a movie that's been out for a long time gets a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's good to hear. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it.
Uh-huh. Man, it was hilarious. No. There's some moments.
Yeah.
But did you watch the Celebrity Jeopardy or the Celebrity Family Feud on Saturday Night Live?
No, I must have been a little bit late. We were getting back from a Jimmy Mac's Jazz Club there right about 11:50, I think. But Coldplay was on, and I kept turning it off, and then I'd forget to change it back.
Yeah. The Family Feud, celebrity style.
Boy, he plays a good Steve Harvey, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like
his
Steve Harvey.
They should just get Steve Harvey to play him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Steve Harvey do it?
No, but he likes to watch Keenan. He said that on the show one time.
Oh, yeah?
He said that he'd seen Keenan Thompson do him. But he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
But, so he had him on there, and one of the people was from Canadian, and he said...
He was from Canadian?
Yep, and he said, come on now, Canada's... We all know that Canada's just French for Chicago.
Yeah, maybe Toronto. Well, is that French for New York? No, the whole Canada. The whole Canada is just French for Chicago, dude. That's not right. That's not right.
Yeah.
You don't think that's true?
No.
Yeah, I think it's a little.
It's windy all there.
Everyone knows it's windy.
Every time that it's there, it's windy. You just reach out for an answer.
Because the answer, my friend, is all over Chicago.
And Wendy's got burgers cheap.
She does got burgers cheap.
And she doesn't eat sheep.
Cheaply made. You know who the least reputable company in the world is?
McDonald's.
Maruchan.
Dish Network.
Dish Network.
They're the what?
The least reputable.
Why?
They did a survey. And so, the least reputable companies were Sears, Dish Network, Sprint, Bank of America, and Chase.
Least reputable means they have the worst reputation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They asked people and they said, I don't like these companies a lot.
Well.
And that's...
I happen to enjoy my Dish Network and I don't like DirecTV, so there.
Because
everybody has to have somebody to love. I love my Dish
Most
Network.
Reputable companies are places like Microsoft, Sony, Samsung,
of course,
Apple.
I do have a... Samsung is reputable? See, they're in my non-reputable fucking...
What?
Dude, my fucking piece of shit refrigerator is a Samsung. They might make good fucking TVs or something, but they need to work on their refrigerator concept. I have to take that fucker apart every 3 months and chip away the fucking
stone.
I didn't
even know they made those until you said that you bought them.
I didn't even know either until I saw it in the store and it said, Samsung, what song did he sing? And she said, what? And I said, Samsung, what song did he sing? And she's all, what? Look at this. When she opened the doors, it was like the lights were LED and they faded in. They fade on. They don't just go blank.
Fade on.
And it's like, no. You can hear angels singing when it was empty and clean. But little did we know, there was a fault. And it drips condensation into this thing and then it freezes up and then it fucking seizes your fan up and then you got to fucking take it apart and go without a refrigerator for 4 hours.
Is Dream On your least favorite Aerosmith song of all time?
No, but it's one of them.
Which one is your worst? Which one drives you nuts? Which Aerosmith song drives you nuts?
Probably that fucking don't have to that thing. That
oh.
Either that or fucking Love in the Elevator.
Yeah, that too.
Don't I was really kind of. You're thinking kinda, old school?
Yeah, I was thinking old school.
Well, then how about.
Even so, I don't know. I think they played Dream On more than they've had a chance to play some of that newer stuff.
That's true. That's
true. And it is a longer song. And he goes,
They needed to play more stuff from Toys in the Attic.
Who did?
Less stuff. Less stuff from Toys in the Attic.
Why?
More. I like that album.
Except for Walk This Way.
Yeah. They needed to play less Aerosmith.
Of any album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Uncle Salty. Uncle Salty.
Round and Round is a good song. Not by Rat.
Round and Round.
Not by Rat, I said before.
Why doesn't he ever tell us why?
Because he's pissed and he quit Rat.
Because Round and Round.
Stephen Percy?
He did.
Man.
He's finally
then he
quit.
Died, didn't he?
No.
Didn't he die from a bad...
No,
perm?
He didn't. No. Robin Crosby's dead. Not Stephen Percy.
The blonde-haired guitar player. Yeah, the blonde-haired guitar player.
He doesn't listen well. He died of AIDS, dude, a long time ago.
Neil Stills?
Nope.
What if those guys, just they had different first names? They swapped first names.
Who?
CSNY.
Oh, Stephen Young and Neil Steels.
Neil Steels.
What's he steal? Guitars. Yep. Steel guitars. I was young when I learned how to steal guitars.
What if those were just lyrics? You come up with a nice song and then you just sing their names over it. That's
Crosby,
what Billy
Stills
Joel did.
And Nash and Young. Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young.
Or yeah, what if you did
Stephen
their first
Stills,
name?
Deja Vu.
Graham Nash.
The chorus would just be first names.
David Crosby gave his sperm to a couple of lesbians. Neil Young can't tune his guitar worth shit. And he sings in a high voice like a fucking hillbilly. Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young.
Young.
Can't think of what rhymes with young.
Bung. Lung.
Stills is sucking and Nash is bum.
Meow.
Yep, there's your cum reference for the David Crosby.
Jizzant.
Melissa Etheridge wants your cum.
And stand by my window.
Because you know, she... I bet you before she asked for his, she asked for a mix of all of theirs.
No, she said, come to my window. Flinging semen through the spring door. The screen.
Wouldn't that be better if you could get all their semen to mix together into one sperm?
Yeah. Oh, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. All their semen is so fun. He's throwing up in his nose over there. How's your balls doing? Does it hurt when you pee? Or when you laugh, I mean. Hey, did you guys ever take economics class? Home ec? Not economics.
I took it for a few weeks in high school just because I had to.
Because I used to take it with my friend.
I made enchiladas, which I hate, and still had to eat, even though it was fucking nasty sauce. But I didn't really... I didn't really enjoy cooking at the time, but it was mostly because it wasn't something that I liked. And it was like, that's what we make this semester. We're making enchiladas, and then we'll sew a bear, a felt bear filled with popcorn kernels.
Were you in high school?
Yeah.
See, now...
It was like that thing where you have to take the home ec one part, and then electronics one part, and then wood shop the one part, and you know, before you branch down to taking the individual classes your freshman year, they do that one that kind of introduces them all to you.
See, now they're letting littler kids, like 13-year-old kids, take home ec,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy because little kids are a little bit more stupider or not as smart per se. These kids in Iowa were taking a home ec class, and they tried to make some pot
corn?
Cookies. No, they tried to make
corn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
Hmm.
And they got caught.
They did before they even baked it, before they even got baked.
Because they made the dough the previous night
and then tried
the previous day before
obviously
the
baking. Obviously, Flames has heard the story. That's nice.
Yes, I have.
So, yeah, hats off to the individual. They're fucking concerned about these little kids. That was funny. I hit myself in the ear. That hurt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've been charged with felony delivery of marijuana.
Felony?
All four
students. That's a bunch of felony.
Have been suspended. Okay, dude, I'm going to fucking find out what the fuck's going on with this thing because it keeps doing that. It's making me mad and the listeners can't even hear it.
Why you got to get all peas?
Why would I get mad when I fucking listen to this?
No, not mad. I said peas wig.
No, I'm fucking pissed. Peas-weeg. I said I'm getting fucking piss wigged.
I can't even tell.
Because you got one ear.
I know.
I only got one leg. And see, that reminds me of a song.
Dude.
Have you ever heard that song by James Brown together? Called "Good My Good Foot"?
And I only have
good
one penis.
Foot. Lollipop.
Slipping out. I'm a good foot. No. Ow. Oh. I'm a good foot. And I said, hey, I got one foot. He said, and it's my good foot. And I said, hey, I got one foot, too. Good foot.
Hot, you could do, tub. Like, a carrot top thing where you, like, put a lollipop on your other leg, and then you could sing, I got a good foot and a lollipop.
I'm on the good foot. Lollipop. That one?
Mm-hmm. Dude, is it still doing it?
Shirley Temple.
Well,
did.
Let's just stop it and check it out.
No, we're fine. We're already. How far are we through? We're only a 40th minutes through the show. But no, I think it'll be fine now. We'll just have to replace that cord with another one that works better. So you guys have to send in $29 right now, or we're going to be to shut off right now.
Man,
in 10 seconds, you have 10 seconds left to order. Go to our PayPal. Eight,
boop,
9,
boop,
8,
boop,
5,
boop.
10. You now have 90 seconds to call in with your money pledges.
89.
You like, take lemon flavored pledge.
Do you like Johnny Cash?
I do. I'm Johnny Cash.
Do you like ostriches?
I don't, because one time I was at Wildlife Safari and they tried pecking my window.
What?
Yeah, like
that
Melissa
is a true story.
Peck to my window. So we're driving and
Melissa
Nisa,
ostrich. Is that what it was?
It was an ostrich. Yeah,
Melissa ostrich.
It was. It was totally ostrich. And so there was like three of these awesome ostriches, and so like the kids were
rubbernecking.
They were. They were doing this, and then they were like, smack. And then, like, I thought they were going to eat our windshield wipers.
It's when you just pull out your Glock and shoot them.
Oh, I just punched it.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I floored it. No, wait. I pushed on the accelerator is what I meant.
Go home and have some chicken.
I did not punch the ostrich in the face. I punched it in the gas pedal. So, yeah. But why are you asking me about ostriches?
Who did?
You did.
When?
Just a second ago.
Are we going to do that cookie jar song now?
The what?
The
no,
cookie jar
I
song.
Want you to finish your story.
Do you remember the cookie jar song?
Didn't he ask me two things? He said, have you heard of this? And do you like that? And I said, yeah, no.
No, I asked you three things. I asked you if you like Johnny Cash. I asked you if you like ostriches. And I asked you if you remember the cookie jar song.
See, I don't remember the cookie jar song. And I didn't realize that that was the third thing. I thought there was only two.
Oh. Do you remember the cookie jar song, Flames?
I don't.
Is it by Johnny Cash and an
no,
ostrich?
No, you play it. It's like kindergarten stuff.
Oh,
who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Oh, yeah, I know that one.
You did.
Okay.
Not me.
Uh-huh.
Then who?
This is my all.
It was a game you would accuse somebody of stealing a cookie and they would deny it.
Yeah.
And then they would have to accuse someone else of stealing the cookie.
Yeah.
And they would deny it.
What does that have to do with Johnny Cash and an ostrich?
Nothing. That was a tangent.
Nothing.
Dude, Johnny Cash was once assaulted by an ostrich.
I also heard that Johnny Cash salted an ostrich before he ate it.
He owned a few.
Yeah, he had a couple ostrich boots, too. Mm-hmm.
I heard he sexually assaulted them.
Oh, my God. One time I poured salt on an ostrich's ass before I fucked it.
Is that the ghost of Stonewall Jackson?
That's called sexual ass-salting.
No, but yeah, he owned some ostriches.
Have you ever been sexually ass-salted?
That was at the beginning of Wolf of Wall Street when Leonardo DiCaprio was blow up a hooker's ass.
Did he do that like Stevie Nicks?
Yep. It was Stevie Nicks. How do you know?
Because we talked about that.
Have you seen that movie?
No, deviated rectum though. We got a post on our page there that said the deviated rectum episode almost made someone have a stroke of laughter.
Oh, nice, dude!
Nice.
Clear out in Missouri.
Nice.
People are dying of strokes and laughter because of our show in Missouri. So thanks.
I love Missouri.
I know.
We should have Al back on. Yeah, he's
we
from
should go to Missouri and do a live Missouri. Show.
They're doing.
Dude, Al had to come home. He got ganked or something.
What?
He didn't get ganked, but he got like fucked over by someone that he thought he could trust or something.
Dude, but no, I'm talking about Johnny Cash Ostrich.
What about Johnny Ostrich?
He owned some.
Okay.
And then one day he was just going on a nice stroll because the man in black likes to go on a stroll.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right?
Now. Yeah.
And the ostrich blocked his way.
Okay. Have you ever
and the way you deal with an ostrich, I don't know if you did this at Wildlife Safari, is you don't back down.
No, I punched it.
And you stand tall, and then the ostrich will go away.
And he'll let you walk the line.
And he did.
Right on.
But the ostrich was waiting for him, and Johnny knew it. And so Johnny, you know Johnny, right? You remember him?
Oh, me.
Dude, Johnny. He was the man in black.
We go way back.
Do you think he would settle in and just, like, leave after that?
No, dude, he would be pissed.
He got a 6-foot stick and headed out after the ostrich.
And shoved it up his pooter?
Nope. Oh. He swung at it and missed.
Swing and a miss!
And the ostrich tacked him. He didn't attack him, he just tacked him.
Sexually assaulted him.
He tacked him, dude. He clawed him, dude, and tore a hole in his gut down to his belt.
Down to his belt?
Mm-hmm.
In his gut?
Mm-hmm.
He cut me in half real
Almost
good.
Killed him. And then he fucking pushed Johnny over with his claws onto the ground, and it broke, fractured 3 more ribs, and then that's when Johnny's hit him in the legs with the stick.
And
the,
yeah.
And it ran away.
And then what was the song that he wrote?
An ostrich named Sue.
Is this a true story?
It is a true story.
Dude,
I read
sure?
it on the internet.
Okay, I thought you were leading up to some fucking grand joke punchline of a song, but I guess you'll have to
No.
Do you know that guy
that
used to...
I just ran across that story and I thought,
okay, you might know, because you're in my age category. You remember that show called McLeod with Dennis Weaver?
I remember McLeod. Yeah.
So you know Dennis Weaver then?
Yeah.
He was also in that early Steven Spielberg movie called Duel, where that guy...
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yep, he drove the car with a guy in the semi.
Wasn't that like Maximum Overdrive?
Basically.
Simple.
Except it was a pissed off
story. Well, it was based on the same short story, right? Is that true?
No, not
Stephen
really.
Stephen King was Maximum Overdrive.
Well, I thought you just said Duel was Maximum.
Spielberg, was his first, one of his early...
They have the same first name. They're related.
Okay, well, so check this story
I've never seen him in the same...
It was a good movie.
So, like, one time back in the 70s, Dennis Weaver and Mick Jagger and Hugh Hefner are partying at the fucking Bunny Ranch, mm-hmm. right? Not the Bunny Ranch, the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
They're at the Playboy Mansion partying it up, and fucking Hugh Hefner is all pissed off because... Hugh's all pissed because Dennis is being a dick, right?
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, he's trying to pick up on Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. Ooh. Dennis Weaver, who does he think he is? He's no playboy. So the next thing you know, the Hef Buck is Weaver's fucking brother. Just beating the shit out of Dennis Weaver. He's on top of him, beating him senseless. Here comes mm-hmm. Mick Jagger. He's like, hey, Hugh, get off of my cloud. Hey, Hugh, get off of my cloud. That's what I thought you were going to do with your story. That's a fake story that was written just to have a punchline.
Yeah, I've heard it before, but I didn't realize until
the punchline hit you.
Until the punchline hit me across the nads.
Hey, Hugh, get off McLeod. Get off McLeod. Hey,
Hefner.
Hey, Hefner, get off of my... Sorry for that.
No, that was good.
That was a joke from the 70s.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a spam cheeseburger yet?
No.
I went to Japan.
I've had a spam burger.
I went to Japan on Thursday. I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got the spam burger going on over there.
You know where?
Underwear.
At the fucking Japanese Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Say what?
What's that you're eating under there?
Underwear.
Hey,
look up. Look down. Look to the left. Look at my thumb. Gee, you're dumb. I burnt you hard. You're still smoking. Hey, you know who else is still smoking? Oh, wait. You know yeah. You know who quit smoking today?
You know who's still
Ted
smoking?
Bundy. Oh.
Dale Earnhardt.
Ooh.
He quit smoking today?
Hey, no.
Not Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, because they fried him. He smoked for 25 years after that.
Sweet.
Hey, speaking of smoking and quitting, I broke my vapor pen, so I guess I quit doing that.
That's
too.
That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not even doing that?
No, I didn't even bother fixing it. Well, I did. I did try to fix it at first, and then I said, fuck it.
That's good, because you're smoking formaldehyde and those things, all of a sudden.
I'm smoking a Duracell, dude.
Formaldehyde
now. Smoking batteries. From whose hide?
Huh?
For who's in behind?
That's Malda. What I read on the internet. It's got to be true. The latest
from Alda. You know, Alda. Oh. Alda Nova.
Okay, so in case anybody didn't hear me, you can go to Japan like I did last Thursday and get Japan's Burger King Spam and Cheese Burger, which comes on a whole wheat bun with pickles, lettuce, and it costs $3.42 Japanese dollars.
I don't want it unless it comes with baked beans.
When my sister was over there, she said it was... like 60, 70 bucks.
That's a breakfast
American
item,
money.
It's a breakfast item.
To go for her family of two children and two adults at McDonald's.
They got other gross shit like a hot dog for breakfast and a bologna burger.
Well, that's international cuisine there.
Oh, yeah, I would guess.
American hot dog.
Oh, you want BK hot dog with ketchup and mustard?
Mm-hmm.
No relish for you. You pay extra for your relish.
Well, it's like in Hawaii, number one in the number one in the morning at McDonald's is spam and eggs.
Here?
In Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, in Hawaii. But in Hawaii, they also have at Burger King the spam platter, which features two slices of canned meat with white rice and scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah, that's the bomb over there, man.
Dude, spam email is what?
That's like... fat steak here.
Dustin coined a great joke a couple years ago.
Why
your spam email is your good email.
It is a good email.
And shit's expensive over there too, man.
Spam email?
Just everything.
Spam email, and then you got your egg email.
And then you got your rice and cheese email.
The price you
I don't
pay
eat
for luxury.
Spam unless I'm watching
Tropical
Python.
Luxury.
And then I want it with baked beans.
You
want
Python
eggs,
spam?
Eggs and spam. Spam, eggs, spam, and spam.
I don't want any spam.
Sausage, spam, and spam, and eggs and
How
spam.
How can you have any eggs if you don't eat your spam?
I wonder if they sell spam at that breakfast place I went today.
I don't know. If they have spam there, they could.
I just had French toast because we were in Chicago.
I did some research on what happened today. Did you know what happened today?
Chicago?
I don't know what happened today. You mean yesterday?
Today in 1865.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Oh, we forgot to all our Mexican friends. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
It's the 5th of May.
5th.
Okay, what happened
the
years
first
ago?
Major train robbery.
Jesse James?
No.
Oh.
But so I thought I found a train robbery, a legendary one. In 1877, the Pacific the Union Pacific Big Springs robbery.
Huh.
Dude, they stole $60,000 in $20 gold pieces.
That's a lot back then, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they didn't even get into the main vault because the main vault was on a time release not to get out until it got to New York.
Huh.
But they had some there.
Dynamite.
And Sam Bass and his gang of Black Hills Bandits.
Black Hills.
It's the biggest robbery in the history of Union Pacific Railroad, even today.
That's fucking awesome.
Wow. Yep,
most of the guys were shot down afterwards, so like within the... not. Immediately, but in the coming months.
Whoa.
You know, people, sheriffs and armies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man.
Farged them up pretty good.
Yep. Hey, what's your favorite movie about a train robbery?
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yep. I was just going to say that.
Really?
That's probably, yeah, probably one of the best.
What about The Great
Train
Escape?
It's a goofball, though. You know what I'm talking about. Don Knotts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goofy comedy.
What about awesome. What about the last season of like Trailer Jesse's, Park Boys?
That was a pretty good train heist.
Yeah.
A toy train heist. No, but I do like there was a movie that I watched as a child about Jesse James, but I don't remember. Mm-hmm. That was about train robberies, but now with sports, here's Brick Tamlin.
You remember Michael P. Fay?
No.
He was in trouble 20 years ago today, and I know you heard of this guy. 1994.
What'd he do?
He was the guy that was caned. Remember that? The kid who was caned for vandalism?
I have a vague recollection of that. That was 20 years ago?
20 years ago. Yep, and remember the international media had an outcry.
Oh, yeah.
And they shortened his, he instead of getting 6 canings, he got only 4.
Well, that was nice.
Fuck,
of him.
Just yeah. Beat his ass.
Yeah, you guys remember that though?
Oh,
yeah.
I have a vague recollection of it. Yeah, I don't remember delving into the story that much, but I do remember hearing about it. It was 20 years ago today.
Yep.
That stupid motherfucker got caned.
20 years ago, man.
But they say it's pretty.
And he was on Larry King.
Pretty painful.
Yeah,
I've never been caned.
I've met some women who enjoy that, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they like to be caned.
Nice. Sugar cane?
No.
4 years later, he
hit
was arrested
with
for...
beat that bitch.
Marijuana.
What? Did I do play the piñata?
Wow. Hans, are you getting all this? I hope you're recording.
Oh, man.
What's in Hans's CD player today? Today, I was kind of surprised. Why, you ask? I don't know. I'm easily surprised. No, it's a classic rock band that you... I think you kind of love.
Listening to Rock Band?
Yep. It sure is. A classic rock band led by somewhat of a poet who is dead. And you wouldn't really... I wouldn't really think that Hans would give these guys a time of day, but... Too many...
The Doers?
Yep. The Doers of Evil.
Let me guess what album.
Do it. I'm waiting for your answer.
All right. I'm going to go with Softy. Yeah.
Nope. I'm waiting for your answer.
Okay. Hotel.
I'm waiting for your answer.
Okay. I guess Stop Parade.
I'm still waiting for your answer.
Now you're...
What the fuck is going on? You're not gonna guess. It's Waiting for the
Ghost
in the
Machine. Got nothing in my good ear. Hello, 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 hello.
It
was a Soft Parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Waiting for the Sun.
Oh, I didn't know that one was an album. Is that a reissue?
There it goes.
No,
that's
not a reissue.
Good.
It's an album that came out in like 1967.
Fuck.
Sorry, listeners. We're almost done with this crazy episode, and then we'll track down the problem. I don't know. I thought it was the first one, and now I think it's the third one, and now I don't know which one. So
I don't
Now not only do we need $29, we need like 49 more. So that'll just be like $78. Just put it in our PayPal. It's just donate icon on the left of the page there, Tag Cast Podcast. So Hans is listening to Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. Yes, it is an album. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised because I didn't. You like those guys, Hans? You made my voice go high. That's weird. I had the pleasure of introducing someone. I'm wearing a Jimi Hendrix shirt today. Farmer Tape Nose is a big fan of Jimi Hendrix, and he claims that they're related somehow because he's part black back, I don't know, 15 generations ago. He says he has someone black in his heritage.
So he's related to it.
He's related to Jimi Hendrix, right. Just because he's part black. But he prides himself on thinking that he had heard, and I thought he had too, heard almost of all Jimi Hendrix. I got a couple records that he had never heard some of the songs off, so it was cool to play some Jimi Hendrix for a big-time fan who had never heard the song when it was recorded in 1969.
Yeah.
The album's called Nine to the Universe. It's unreleased. Well, it's released, obviously, because I have it, but it's a record. And it's some instrumental stuff. That thing's fucked up again. Thank you.
Yeah.
How does that... I don't know. Okay. If anyone has have any technical expertise, here's what's going on. Every once in a while, it'll short out, like you maybe or may not have noticed. It probably sounds normal to them because you equalize
it. They don't hear anything because it goes on all the time and nobody says anything. Or you don't hear anything when you listen back, right?
Well, when I don't think I've ever heard an episode where I said it was shorting out. But what he does is he smacks the mic and that affects the entire... How? I don't understand. See, it's doing it right now. Do it. I don't know which one it is, but it's fucking weird. So anyway, Hans is listening to some Doors. I was listening to some Jimi Hendrix, which is also kind of weird because those guys are kind of like right in the same ball of wax. And usually he's listening to the Melvins and I'm listening to Frank Zappa, or more contrasting. Anyway, what's that? What have you been listening to? Megadeth,
from the 67s.
Megadeth, Iron Maiden?
Slayer and Maiden. I've been skipping all the other songs and just going to the Slayer. I've been in kind of an angst mood lately.
That's understandable.
Yeah, it's just... X's.
X's and hoes. X's and hoes.
Well, she's not really my ex yet, but boy, hopefully soon.
X's and hoes. X's and hoes.
Yeah.
Kind of like a tic-tac-toe reference.
Ma'am. I can't. Oh, I can't.
Cool play with it. It's going to change everything.
All right. I just got in trouble.
Uh-oh. Now mine's not working.
It's coming in and out. You don't have to even hear it. We're being recorded. Why do you need to hear it? Just take your headphones off.
Okay.
You listeners are just about to hear us all get into a huge fight right now. But hear how quiet it got when I said that? Because they're ready to fight. They're
I haven't said anything in forever.
They're busting their knuckles right now.
I'm silence.
I just
don't get silence. Listeners hate that shit. Hey, why don't we hear music now? Do you guys hear that music?
Uh-uh.
I hear nothing.
Because I hear it in my head. Ha ha! Fooled you.
I always hear music in my head all day long.
What song's going on right now?
None.
Did you just lied about yourself?
No, the song Nun.
The Sound of Silence.
The Nun. Who does Nun?
The Sound.
Singing Nun.
Of Silence.
The Mary Poppins.
Do you guys remember Kurt Loder?
Yeah.
He was on Portlandia not that long ago, last season.
Right.
And he looked so old, but I didn't realize how old he is. Today's his birthday is the only reason I'm saying. I'm not playing the birthday song.
68.
Dude, that's very close. What's your guess?
No, he's way older than that. I'm going to go...
Dude, he was on MTV in the 90s.
Yeah, but he was in the 40s and then. So I'm going to go 63.
Oh, he said 68, so you said way older, and then you guessed 5 years younger. You were fucking me up.
That's my,
he's 69.
That was my, that was
he's
my
1 year
shtick.
Younger than my dad.
Yeah.
Yep, so...
Who else was born today?
Nobody that I know of.
That no was a German rugby players?
Maybe a cricketer.
Maybe a cricketer.
Famous lacrosse player, Barney Magoo.
Barney Magoo.
You know, there's a place in Portland called Magoo's Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. And they have recently passed their own law there that they only serve alcohol to people 26 and over.
Wow.
Because they're tired of young, that's dumb good. Fuckers. It is pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
but
cool.
But then it's just going to make 26-year-old people stupid. It is.
How do you figure?
Because then people, if you're waiting until you're 26 before it's all right to drink alcohol legally, then it's,
they're going
to
be the clowns.
Well,
they're
saying
they're
still whoever,
drink at other,
if
they're
going to
stand
it
out.
Down to 13, right? Then more 13-year-olds would be going to bars getting all fucked up, but by the time they're 15, 16, they'd be over that shit.
That's true. Yeah. But you don't, those people are still going to drink. They're just not going to drink at that bar until they're 26. It's just one bar out of like 5 million.
All right. Yeah, I understand.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It would be weird, though, when you could finally go to that bar. You probably wouldn't even care, you know, really.
It's a bunch of old fuckers.
But it would
anyway.
Probably be more inconvenient to the people checking IDs and stuff.
Why is that?
Because
it'd
be weird.
Because
then
you got to
add five. Because sometimes, you know, I mean, if you see somebody 25 and 26, might be a lot harder to tell between someone 21 and 20.
Yeah. That's true. You got to look over 31 to come into our bar.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go get some pizza, you guys. You guys want some pizza?
Yeah.
When do you want it?
No.
All right, you guys. If you heard no technical difficulties, then that's awesome. If you did, sorry about that. We're going to get those taken care of. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. Check it out. Give us some money. Or don't. Just listen to all the episodes. Click on everything at once. You guys got anything you want to talk about? What do you got to say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Right. Peace out.
All right. I guess the mood has waned to they have nothing to say now.
No, it's a rock on.
No, we're going to fight after this show, you guys.
And rock on.
It's going to brawl down.
We're
going
to unplug all the stuff, and then you might not even hear us on Wednesday. Hey, thanks to Floyd for this song.
Thanks, Floyd.
You can get us a new one anytime there, though, you squincher. Just kidding, buddy. You don't listen to our show anyway.
Go over to his paint shop and tell him to listen to our show.
Do it. Tell him you listened to us and we went to buy paint from you.
Mm-hmm. Tommy's Paint Bar, that's the only place I buy paint.
That's right. Floyd's Paint Flow. See you guys Wednesday.
Floyd's Paint Flow?
That's what I said.
Floyd's got a paint shop?
Basically, it's some people call them butt plugs. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Butt Plugs. We're going to be plugging up some butts for the next few minutes here and telling you where to go and what to do in order to make the best of your life. There's a lot of comedy open mics in the area that you could go to every week and every other week, like at Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's every other Monday. It's now 8 o'clock, so it's not such a late night for a Monday. So come down there at 8 o'clock for signups, and then try your hand at the mic and see if you can make people laugh. If not, you'll get gonged. The rest of the week, you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, 210 Liberty Street Southeast up there. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's $4 or $5 unless you're performing, then it's free. And that's a great little room. It's a theater with a stage and lights and all that stuff. And it's not a bar, so there's not a lot of chatter. It's a great place to perform. Unlike the Tiny Tavern, which is also a great place to perform, but occasional chatter and barroom noise at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair, in Eugene, every Wednesday with Mac Chase at 9:30 is the sign-up time. No cover charge. Also, no cover charge at the Green Room on Thursdays, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. That's an 8 p.m. Sign-up on that list. And then Krish Cafe every Friday with Mac Chase, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, and that's a 9:30 sign-up and also a free show. Okay, other comedy shows coming to the area that aren't open mics include Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th. That's, of course, this year, 2014. Check out bridgetowncomedy.com for full details. There's at least 50 to 100 comics that are all top-notch, super funny people, so get your tickets before they sell out, because they will. May 16th, it's Mac Chase's Comedy Extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene with myself headlining, and Lucy Glass will be featuring. I think Mac will be hosting, and there'll be some other comics as well. That's a free show at the Tiny Tavern, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. May 30th, it's the 7th installment of the Grandstand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's in Albany. The lineup is not complete yet, so I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a couple weeks, but it's going to happen, so make plans to be there. I'll be there.
June 7th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Michael Ian Black. He's a funny guy. Go see him. $20 tickets, $25 at the door. A bunch of great music shows coming up. I'm just going to rattle them off as fast as I can. If you want information on the shows, go to the internet and check it out, okay? See how fast I can do this. April 29th, Mastodon and Gojira at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 and $40. May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge. I don't know how much the tickets are. You go find out. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15 tickets. May 3rd also, but at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, is Nile, Season of Suffering and World of Lies. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. May 13th, Wayne Static of Static X will be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip in its entirety at Hawthorne Theater. That's for you, Lance Thill. You would enjoy that. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. May 19th, what? Ron Keel with Frank Hannon of Tesla at the Tonic Lounge. Oh, my God. Butt Rock City. Maybe they'll be doing their country rock stuff. I don't know. It's a 9 o'clock show, though. Check it out. May 22nd, Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater from the band 7 Seconds. Everybody's going out on a solo tour. $10 in advance, $10 at the door. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 and $7. May 28th, Black Flag with Cinema Cinema and Whore, H-O-R, Whore, at Hawthorne Theater. $20 and $25 are those tickets. June 6th, Alvin Palooza 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and Victims of Internal Decay. Also going out solo acoustic this summer is King Buzzo from the Melvins. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. Tickets are $12 and $15. This one just announced. Guitar god Yngwie Malmsteen coming to the Tonic Lounge on June 27th. And not sure of the dates, though, but sometime in August is Guitars Under the Stars. And they've got a lot of big names coming this year, including Bruce Boulay from Racer X, Jennifer Batten from Michael Jackson's band, Tony McAlpine, Shredder. That's just a bunch of high up there names of Shredder, so it's going to be a good time if you're into that. Not really my thing, but whatever. And then the big news for me, September 26th, Sickness in September kicks off. It's a Friday night up in Portland. I think it's going to be at Tonic Lounge. Headlining the night, Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Direct Support, and then Victims of Internal Decay. Got the 10 o'clock slot for that show. Spawn will be playing before us and probably about four other bands, because I think it's 30 bands over 3 days, so it's a big-time annual festival. Sickness in September in Portland. You got a long time to plan ahead for that, so please do, and please be there. That's all I got for you. That was a lot of stuff. I read it as fast as I could, and it still took like 5 minutes, so it's got to last you for the next 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday again. Peace out.